The fate of an education funding bill is now up to the state Senate. The House passed it last week. House Bill 287 provides early funding for student transportation across the state and Mount Edgecombe High School. But the bill, as it's currently written, no longer accomplishes its original primary purpose. More than $1 billion to fund per student funding for all Alaska schools was stripped out. That happened because the House failed to fund the bill. Mount Edgecombe and transportation were funded through a separate source of money. Fairbanks Republican Senate President Pete Kelly says he thinks House leaders were knowingly misleading in saying that the bill would fund all schools early.
I don't want you to think that the Senate doesn't have a desire to early fund education, because we do. We're just very disappointed that in a discussion about early funding, that 3 weeks were completely wasted in the House.
The House bill would have funded schools by drawing from the constitutional budget reserve, but three quarters of each chamber must approve drawing money from the CBR, and only 20 of the 36 House members who were present voted for the draw. Homer Republican Representative Paul Seaton is the House Finance Committee co-chair. Seaton says the Senate could vote for a CBR draw or fund the school money by drawing from permanent fund earnings.
It just depends on the priority of your funding source. And so the options are all on the table for the Senate to put whichever funding source that they think is best in that.
The bill has been referred to the Senate Finance Committee, which hasn't announced a hearing on it.